So speaking of the presidential election, for the past couple of days, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has been appearing with his erstwhile opponent, Hillary Clinton, asking Democratic donors to give a little bit. Though a couple nights ago, he did forget to ask.
Hold on a second, guys. I was getting all carried away. Senator Clinton still has some debt. And I could have had some debt if I hadn't won. So I know the drill.
Senator Clinton has also been asking former donors to keep on giving to relieve her campaign debt, even though she's, you know, no longer running. Which got us thinking, what would the motivation be to give to a candidate who's no longer a candidate? We called 30 or so random people from the list of Clinton donors. First to call back was Renee Fee of Orlando, Florida. She said after Clinton dropped out, she saw no further reason to give.
Well, I think it's admirable of her to want to try to pay it back, but you know, since her campaign's over, I don't know what to tell her. There's no reason to, you know, I supported her while she was trying to win the campaign for the candidacy. But as far as donating any further, you know, I'm now shifting my support to another candidate.
Likewise, Joseph Bringman of Seattle, Washington, emailed us to say that he was glad to have donated while Senator Clinton was running, but, quote, given the way the campaign was misdirected early on, when Clinton campaign coffers were full, I'm not inclined to contribute further solely for debt relief. So is there any rationale to give to a campaign that's no longer a campaign? The answer came in the person of Donna Klein, a lawyer from New Orleans. Klein says she thinks she may have already maxed out her legal donations to Clinton, but if not, she is ready to give more. Why, even though she can no longer be president, why would you continue to give her money?
Well, a couple reasons. One is I thought that she was, in my opinion at least, the most qualified to be president. And while I think her campaign advisors didn't always do the best job in her campaign along the way, I just think that she was treated differently. And I'm not a feminazi or anything, but I think that she was treated differently by media and even by the party because she was a woman, and I was offended along the way that comments would be made about her not getting out quickly enough and that she was somehow selfish, which seemed to me to be a criticism that they would level, or some people would level, at a woman as opposed to a man. I don't remember them telling Huckabee he was selfish for not getting out soon enough in the Republican campaign.
But a lot of those reasons are reasons that people give to donate while she's running for president. I think it's a little bit different, but maybe you don't, to donate even though she's done with her run for presidency, because you won't get anything out of it. She can't become president.
No, I wasn't hoping to get anything out of it other than, you know, a good president when I gave it to her during the campaign, and I thought that her effort and what she stood for was worth her fighting for, and I was a supporter of her staying in it, maybe not till the whole convention, but I wouldn't have even objected to that.
So in other words, the where she piled up the debt that she's trying to pay back is the, you know, the last few weeks, and that's the part where you especially appreciate her being in it.
I did.
Yeah.
I still do, and I think that she was a wonderful role model for women and young women, and I applaud her for doing it, and I'd be happy to, if it's, you know, legally appropriate, given what I've given in the past, to give more, I will.
Are you active in Democratic circles beyond the occasional donation? Are you, or
yeah.
I don't know if you're married, are you?
I'm married. I'm an attorney. My husband's a physician. We've been active in the politics here in Louisiana and national politics. I'm a supporter and friend of Mary Landrieu, and I've been finance chairman for a number of candidates here in Louisiana, and both black and white. And so, you know, I've supported a host of Democratic candidates. I've even on occasion supported a Republican or two and an independent.
Now, as a former finance chairman and someone who knows how to do, you know, how some of the rules work, is it unusual after the fact to a candidate who's no longer in it to appeal to the public to help her pay or him pay down the debt?
Absolutely not.
And
it's most common.
Really? And usually this isn't a problem? Or is it so unusual here just because the presidential campaign costs so much money she's asking for, you know,
$12 million?
Yeah, I suspect
that it's the size of the debt.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's so public, but we just had one for one of our House representatives here in Louisiana who had run unsuccessfully for a congressional seat and just had a fundraising dinner to retire her debt, which, you know, like $30,000 worth of debt, you know, doesn't really sound like much compared to the millions and millions at a presidential level.
Right. Now, some people who I've spoke to have not exactly a transactional opinion of donating to politicians, but still they donate to get something out of it. They know it doesn't necessarily have to happen. But once it's clear that that's something, in other words, the politician getting elected won't happen, they say, well, you know, things are tough all over. I can't help you further from that point on. But do you think if people have that attitude, they'd be sending the wrong message saying, yeah, fight all you can, but then at the end, we're going to, you know, turn our back on you?
I mean, to me, if you support what that person stood for and was, in terms of a campaign, you know, platform, you know, wanted to do, and you were supporting them while they ran, then I don't know why you would stop supporting them once it's over. I mean, people are cheering her on and saying, stay in, and she does, and it costs money. And then you walk, you know, if you can afford it, whatever amount it is, you know, I just think that it's the right thing to do.
Who will you be supporting now for president?
I'm not sure. I haven't really made up my mind. I think that, you know, it's all so fresh. You know, from what had happened, and I kind of had some hard feelings about, you know, how she was treated. And then I just saw this morning that in some event in New York where Obama asked for his debt to be retired and then went on to music, and his aides had to remind him that he forgot to ask for people to help her retire her debt, so he had to stop the music. And so, you know, it's like she's a second thought still.
So and do you think Obama's not doing enough to ask people, his donors, to donate for Hillary's debt?
I don't know. I mean, he has to decide that. I just think it's another indication of, you know, of just pushing her aside.
And you have indicated that you have occasionally voted Republican, but it sounds like you're mostly a Democrat.
Oh, no, I'm a pretty diehard Democrat.
Pretty diehard Democrat. Yeah. Okay. So then there's a chance you'd vote for McCain, or you just got to give yourself time to...
I just need some time to think about it. I won't go that far, but I'm not going to give any... I'll give money to Hillary retired debt. I'm not going to give any money to the DNC or the DSCC, or probably even Obama.
All right, Donna Klein, attorney from New Orleans and a Hillary Clinton donor in the past. And if she's allowed, she will continue to donate to Hillary Clinton. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Donna.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And in our conversation with former Hillary supporters, Hillary Clinton supporters, I did find a defector to McCain, like the media keeps telling us there's going to be many of. Only one, though. Only one. Next on the show, Pets on Paxil. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.